Greetings and welcome to the Home Plate Media conference call. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Afterwards, we will conduct a question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone at any time during the presentation. At that time, your line will briefly be accessed from the conference to obtain information. If at any time during the conference you need to reach an operator, please press star 0. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Friday, August 2nd, 2019. I would now like to turn the conference over to Steve Rocho. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining today's conference call to talk about the Home Plate Project, an effort led by the Garth Brooks Teammates for Kids Foundation and Big League Impact, which was founded by Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright, supported by Twins pitcher Kyle Gibson. On the line with us are Garth Brooks, Adam Wainwright, and Kyle to talk a little bit more about this effort. On behalf of Major League Baseball and the clubs, I can say that we're very proud to support this and raise as much awareness as possible as we all look to help children in need, specifically for hunger prevention. So I will now turn it over to Garth Brooks to say a few words about this effort, followed by Adam Wainwright and then Kyle Gibson, and then we'll open the floor for questions.
Thank you. It's just an honor to be teaming up with Adam and Kyle on this, on something that's very real. I want to thank Jason Graham, also a teammate, just for bringing this to our attention, something that we wanted to take on. And the Adam thing with spring training kind of just fell in our lap. Started out as a fun little thing back and forth, but Adam wanted to do something really big with children, not just in his hometown, but in all towns that have Major League Baseball teams in them. So just proud to be a partner of these two guys, along with just about, I think there's at least one member from every team on this drive, and there are several teams that have multiple members on it. So just proud to be a teammate with these guys, and hopefully get the goal that they have set, not only for this year, but the beginning of something really cool.
My Adam, turn. Floor is yours. Yes, sir.
So, wow. I mean, where do you start, right? So, in spring training, I'm following, you know, the social media networks from a lot of different players, and all of a sudden I see Garth Brooks is – you know, as I'm a lifelong Garth fan, I see Garth Brooks is in Pittsburgh Pirates camp, you know, our rival in the Central. But I'm, you know, every time I see him in spring training with somebody, I'm like, man, what do I got to do to get Garth Brooks to come to St. Louis in spring training? I mean, you know, we've won a few titles and had a pretty good reputation, but mainly because I just know the great work he does with his foundation, helping kids around the globe. And what we like to do at Big League Impact, feeding kids, feeding families, providing clean water, shelter, medicine, clothing. That was the heart of how Big League Impact started. It's branched off to many other different things, but I felt like there was a great partnership in the works here. And luckily, Garth and I, like you said, kind of got a little friendly thing going back and forth, and I think everybody on both sides wanted to make this work for the good of all humanity. I mean, there's so many people in this great country and around the world that they're hungry and they don't have access to clean water. They don't have access to meals. And so that's not just abroad in third world countries. That's also in our United States. And it's just surprising because the things that we take most for granted, the food, water, shelter programs, the just being able to go into your pantry and get a meal whenever you want, those are things that some people just do not have the ability to do. So this is a program that I'm really excited about. The thing that gets me more, almost excited more than anything, is uniting 30 different ball clubs with multiple players on almost all those teams that are going to work in their own communities to feed kids, and I'm hoping they catch that vision that Garth has and that I have, that Kyle has, to go out into their world, use their platform to the best of their ability, and make a huge difference in the world. it just is, it's so inspiring. It fires me up for the future of this thing, fires me up for the future of Major League Baseball players being able to go out and make a difference. And it's also good to know that at the end of the day, you lay your head down on your pillow at night, you know, you were able to do something that actually helped make a difference in somebody else's life in that day.
Kyle, floor is yours, sir.
I've been doing a little bit of work with Big League Impact for the last 4 or 5 years now, and it's the first year that I've been on board as vice president, and just seeing Adam's vision and his staff's vision for how they go about uniting players around the league, whether it's through fantasy football as they've started or through March Madness that they've done the last couple of years. It was something that really excited me to be a part of. And then when we started talking about this project and I saw some traction starting to build with Adam and Garth. And then the more that we just started talking to players, this is something that's just really important. And as we even started digging into the Twin Cities here and which project would be good, there's always areas, even in some of the most affluent areas of the Twin Cities, where there's kids that either can't afford school supplies or don't know where their next meal's coming from. And I would assume that is in every big league city. And I think that's really our goal is to, you know, obviously you're raising a lot of money for these kids and for these families that are in need. But I think spreading that awareness and making sure that people know that no matter where you live, you're probably not too far away from a family that doesn't know where their next meal's coming from. And to be able to take 30 teams and to do something in each big league city is just a real honor, and I think it's going to be something it's going to be really cool to follow for the years to come.
All right, great. With that, we'll open the floor for questions.
And if you would like to register for a question at this time, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. Your line will briefly be accessed from the conference to obtain information. If your question has been answered and would like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. If you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before entering your request. Once again, if you would like to register for a question at this time, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. One moment, please, for the first question. And there appears to be no questions on the phone lines at this time.
All right, looks like you guys did a really good job of explaining the how we what you wanted to get across. The easiest media conference call we've ever done.
I do want to add one thing if I can, because I think there's a really cool part of this that has come up and I think is going to be especially special for the people out in LA, but. It was probably about a week after Tyler's passing there in L.A. We were going over some of the members of who was going to be on each team, and we knew that Andrew Heaney was going to be a part of it, and he had mentioned that Tyler would like to be a part of it possibly as well, and unfortunately with his passing, we didn't get a chance to confirm that he was going to be in, but after being able to talk with Andrew, and Andrew's family or Tyler's family there in LA. We're going to have Tyler be honored in LA this year as a member of this project. It's something that he had shown interest in, and I think it's going to be a really special thing for LA to honor his family and his passion for helping people, because anybody that you talk to there in LA had the ability to know Tyler and know that he had a heart for people as well. So just a little special thing that I wanted to throw in and make sure that, people there in LA understand what's happening there and that Andrew Haney and his teammates are going to do a great job in honoring Tyler with this project as well.
And pardon the interruption, we do have a question in the queue at the time. It's from the line of Mike Carroll with SouthFloridaCountryMusic.com. Please go ahead.
Thank you, guys. Real quick, first off, thank you for everybody using your platform for good. I love seeing this kind of stuff out of you guys. The question I have is there any plans on populating this program down to maybe some of the minor league affiliates of the major league teams to extend the reach of the program to more cities around the country.
Hey, this is Garrett. That's a great freaking idea right there. I think the only way this thing gets better is that it gets bigger. I'm all in. I can speak for teammates. We're all in. Whoever Major League Baseball wants to go with this minor league thought, I think it's a great thought and just more chances. It's like Kyle said, none of us realize how close we are to this problem, and it's not just in certain cities. It's in every city out there. So I think that is a great question, and I'm all in to figure out how the minor leagues start participating in this as well.
Just from a player's perspective, this is Adam Wainwright. I'm trying to think how, through my mind, minor league players, you know, I can tell you, I didn't have a comma in my check until I got to AAA. So to be able to donate a lot of money may be really hard, but I'm thinking that there may be a great opportunity to serve with their time. And go out into the communities and serve meals maybe, or that's something we're going to have to talk about for sure. But, you know, minor league players, while they may not be blessed with a whole lot of money yet, most of them, there is some time, and sometimes time is almost as valuable as money, especially at that point in your life, to go out. And I think, you know, that may allow them to catch the vision of helping people at an earlier age too. I think it is a great idea. I'd like to see something going forward, and I'm actually excited about the partnership going forward in general. But that is a great idea.
Yeah, I'm just gonna add on to what Adam just said. But you can't ever start in any. In the entire human race, you can't start soon enough about talking about helping each other out. We're all teammates. There's 7 billion teammates on this planet. So Kyle and Adam are two of the visionary guys that realize that you're a teammate on and off the field. So with teammates, it's a joy. This is kind of where we get to come in. So where these guys might not have the money, but they have the time to help in their own community, that's where people like Teammates for Kids comes in to partner with Major League Baseball. And, you know, hats off to the commissioner and his office for answering the call. And we said, hey, look, we just want to team with the leagues and do some extraordinary things with the individual players and on the individual level that they have with the people that live in their community. So Major League Cities is a gimme. Minor League Cities, wow, I think that is a fantastic idea.
And as a reminder, if you would like to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. Our next question is from the line of Buddy Yon with the musicuniverse.com. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. A lifelong Garth fan and St. Louis Cardinals fan, as I'm from St. Louis, so I appreciate everything everybody's doing. Is there a way that fans could actually contribute and help out?
Adam, Adam and Kyle, if you don't mind, I'll speak here on behalf of Teammates for Kids. We've tried for 20 years to have the fan of the actual sport come in. It gets extremely complicated on how they give and collecting those monies as well. But again, I think we're better off as all one team. So another beautiful idea is how do we get the Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball, just the fans of baseball, in on helping their own communities as well. Great idea. I think that's definitely worth taking a look into. It's also what I love about new proposals like this. You know, this is Adam and Kyle's dream. and it's cool that the first day we talk about it, already at least two great ideas on where to find additional monies to help additional people have come in. So I like where this is headed.
I like the idea that hopefully people in each of these major league cities sees the good work that the players and Garth Brooks Foundation, Teammates for Kids, is going out and doing in those communities. And let's think, just at the very least, they go out and they see what's going on at whatever food pantry or wherever it's helped in that city that they're in. And then at the very least, whether they join us or not, they go, wow, I want to be a part of helping with that food pantry or whatever it is. So I think, in my mind, one of the coolest things that can come from this is people be inspired to go out and do something, whether it's join us or not, something great in their own communities to help out people in need also.
Amen. Well said.
Great, guys.
And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to register for a question at this time, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. Our next question is from the line of Robert Gonzalez with Sports Locker Room Show Puerto Rico. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, what inspired you guys to start this initiative?
Hello?
Kyle, you want to do that?
Adam, you want that?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and talk about it. Yeah, I think it was something in spring training when Adam and Garth started to figure out how they could have an impact there in St. Louis, and then as they started talking more, and you got two guys here that just, you know, this is the first time I've ever even heard Garth speak about, you know, charity work like this, but you can hear from Garth and Adam how much they care about the people that are in their sphere or their fans or the people that support them. And I think it was the simple fact that you had two guys that care about a lot of people and care about using their platform and care about using the foundations that they've set up in order to try to help as many people as possible and until they can't help any more people. So, you know, when it matched up with, you know, Big League Impact's vision of trying to help feed people and clothe people and really help those in a crisis or in need. And then you have, you know, Garth's vision of helping kids and that whole thing that Teammates for Kids do as well. I think it was a really easy partnership for Big League Impact to jump in on with Garth. And it's just something that really over the last 2 months really took off and kind of caught like wildfire and spread across the league.
Yeah, and Robert, I'll add to that. This is Garth. Go ahead, Adam.
Thank you so much.
I was just going to add to that real quick that the first tape that I can ever remember having as a kid that was my own tape was a mixtape that my brother made for me of country music songs, and two of the songs on there were The Dance and Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks. And it was just a really, you know what, I'm just going to lay all this out honestly. I'm a huge fan of country music, of all music really, but of country music especially. And I've been a fan of Garth for a long time, but I can tell you, being able to connect with Garth on a different level besides music like this, that means so much to me personally. Things that I'm really passionate about, things that when I lay my head down at night, I'm thinking about, all right, what is it that I can do next to improve our world, to help people in these causes, the basic essential needs like I talked about. Being able to connect with Garth and his foundation with those things on a different level, with the credibility that comes with the Garth name and the great work that he's done in the past, has been one of the coolest things of my life, not just because of who Garth is on the stage, but who he is off the stage. And it's why I like connecting with Kyle Gibson, because Kyle and I, we have the same passion for people. And so to partner with such amazing people like this to help people out it's something that makes me smile, and it's something that makes me feel good about the platform I've been given and that I'm not wasting it.
And we do have another question in the queue. It'll be a moment while we get their information. Our next question is from the line of Rick Aberkey with Country Music Views. Please go ahead.
I think this is a great partnership that baseball and Garth has here, but I was wondering, have you thought about expanding this? Football's getting ready to start. Have you thought about expanding to like the NFL or the NBA to continue this after maybe the baseball season's over?
This is Garth. I can take that one. When we took the trip to see the major league offices in all of the professional sports, this was offered. Again, I'd like to say hats off to Commissioner Manfred for taking us up on wanting to do these initiatives in each league. And then guys like Adam and Kyle stepping forward and seeing this happen. So, yeah, I don't think this is, you know, hunger is not one of those things that's seasonal, but all the sports combined together are year-round. So I just think it makes a lot of sense to take this on into the winter sports as well. And like Kyle said again, man, I was really blown away with Kyle's quote. We talked about this in the release. He said he has the vision for seeing this year after year after year. So I think that's it. I've been lucky enough to work with former President Carter, and former President Carter makes a statement, says, if you go to bed with a roof over your head, you are spoiled. And I got to tell you, if you go to bed not feeling hungry, we're spoiled. It's a real live problem that's living in one of the most affluent countries in the world. So hats off to these guys, not only being heroes in their uniforms, but showing these young kids and the rest of us that off the field, you have to be a champion as well. So this is a good day for me, and yes, I think this is something that should go year-round through all professional sports.
And we do have a follow-up question from the line of Robert Gonzalez with Sports Locker Room Sports Show Puerto Rico. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is for Adam Wainwright. Adam, I was wondering if you are only seeking to help the people in the United States in the St. Louis area, or are you looking to impact people all over the world, including Puerto Rico, since you have a teammate like Yadi in your team, in the Cardinals?
Yep. So, yeah, when I started Big League Impact in 2013, the mission was to serve people in the United States and abroad, and realizing the fact that it's not just abroad that people need help, and it's not just domestically that people need help, it's everywhere. We have served Honduras, Haiti, Dominican Republic, countries all across Africa. And also, we have helped provide clean water in Puerto Rico also. I've been to Honduras, Haiti, Dominican Republic myself on mission trips 4 or 5 times the last couple of years to see what we're doing in person, to drink the water that we're providing, to be with the people that we're helping, the communities that we're helping. Last year in the Dominican Republic, we provided baseball fields, farming projects, community centers, clean water initiatives, feeding programs, all of that. To go there and see that in person is a life-changing deal for me. I was able to take my daughters to Haiti with me a couple years ago to show them what the real world really looks like, what's actually going on. And, you know, when my daughter asked me while we were eating steak again for dinner, I said, all right, you're going to Haiti with me, and you're going to see how lucky you are. So But the answer to your question is absolutely. The original goal of Big League Impact has since changed a little bit just based off of all the cities that we work with. But the original goal of Big League Impact was to donate 50% of our net profit abroad and 50% stayed at home in our local cities that we were working in. And so I have a huge heart for helping people all over the world, not just here domestically, but also the great people of Puerto Rico and everywhere else. That anywhere that needs help is where we're going to try to find it. If somebody lays their head down at night hungry or not able to drink clean water and no access to medicine or clothing or anything like that, then we're going to try to help those people. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Our next question is from the line of Lindsay Sipe with the Country Note Nashville. Please go ahead.
Hey, y'all. So I know nothing about baseball, but I think what you're doing is great. However, obviously, I do know country music, and there seem to be a lot of similarities between our community and the sports field. In fact, Brad and Kim Paisley are also doing an initiative with the store in Nashville because of things like this, because of child hunger. Are there any plans to somehow mix music with sports, whether it be bringing in other artists, whether it be doing a concert, or are you strictly sticking to the sports realm when it comes to this?
Well, Miss Lindsay, it's Garth. So you know of our food banks, our First Harvest food banks here in Nashville.
I do.
So it's a problem that everyone's very kind of in on, as far as it's a feel good project. So musicians get into it quite a lot, as you know, here in Nashville. They kind of lead that program. What I love here is you've got every Major League Baseball team involved with this, with Major League Baseball, fully behind it. So I think what this does is it just brings even more awareness to the problem. And as much as we've all been, telling you how much we love Adam and Kyle for what they do, they're going to be the guys that want to deflect this and go, no, this is about us being teammates. So try to remember that teammate doesn't have to be wearing a jersey. That teammate
right.
can also be wearing a guitar on his back and wearing cowboy boots. So I think we're all in this together. So, yeah, I think the bridge between sports and music and actors, everything, when it comes to child hunger, this is our future. So I'm just really, really, really happy and impressed that while these two guys, Adam and Kyle, are, not only on teams that are leading their divisions right now, and I would think it would be a 24/7 job just to get up every day to play professional sports at that level. These guys are also thinking about kids around the world that they will never know or ever see. So it's neat to be a teammate with them, and I can speak on behalf of country music. It's fun to be a teammate with Major League Baseball and music to help these kids.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Lindsay.
Thanks.
And there appears to be no further questions on the phone lines at this time.
All right. Well, thank you all very much. I will close by saying more updates and information will be available at MLB.com/community. I appreciate Garth, Adam, Kyle, your time. Unless you all have any final thoughts or comments, we can wrap up today's conference call.
I mean, it's just Garth. Just want to say I love you guys. I can't thank you enough for your interest from the press side. Adam and Kyle, thank you for making me want to be a better dude. Just love you guys. Love to your families. And thanks for letting teammates be a part of this. Also want to thank Miss Melanie out of the commissioner's office as well, because this would have not happened without her. Right after the meeting with the commissioner, she took it aside and said, what do you want to do? It was Jason that said, we want to team up with these kind of initiatives. So feel real lucky to be a part of this and looking forward to the future of it.
And, hey, this is Adam Wainwright. want to first say thanks to Garth and teammates and Jason for teaming up with us. Also want to say thanks to Major League Baseball for helping be a part of this also, giving us a great platform to do so. Thanks to my team at Big League Impact. Thanks to Raymond St. Martin and Tiffany Becks and Mikey Lee and the rest of our crew. Also to Kyle Gibson and to the rest of the players out there. You know, calling around these guys, this was an easy sell. When you tell people that you have the ability to bring in some money to help their city uniquely around the entire Major League Baseball cities. I mean, when I call somebody from Pittsburgh and say, hey, listen, me and Kyle and Garth are going to team up to help here in Pittsburgh, would you like to be involved with helping people in your own city? Everybody was like, yes. I mean, yeah, of course I do. So it's been really cool reaching out and uniting all of Major League Baseball under one big umbrella to help kids across the city, across the cities of Major League Baseball. It's been really fun, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, thank you all very much again. If anyone needs a recording or any other follow-up updates, please feel free to reach out. My email address is Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, .A-R-O-C-H-O, at MLB.com. Take care.
That does conclude the presentation for today. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your lines.